We've got three items. Three items this morning. We keep trying to create items for the premium Substack feed. And we keep failing. And I know why. I can think of maybe a dozen reasons why. But the biggest one is that we have had a very deep experience of what it means to not be able to reach. And when we make public media, we are able to reach in ways that we cannot reach when media is put behind a paywall, not even only a paywall necessarily, because our Substack can be available to anyone who can reach the private Substack. We can add people even if they don't have money. And if that's you, reach out to me if you can. My email address is max@intuitive.pub, and the best way to reach me is on Telegram, t.me/maxmorris. Too many people simply can't reach. They can't reach. So what do we put? What do we put in the private Substack feed when we know how many people are able to find us more easily when they really need to find us more easily if we publish publicly? Can I even put this in the private stream? How painful. So this is a part of my brain that needs repairing, but it has to be repaired by way of making the necessary distinctions. And what we see is that other media platforms do not understand these distinctions. What do we post privately? We set up a beautiful premium audio offering, but we haven't added to it. Well, mostly because we've been in various states of bodies dying and fighting to keep bodies alive, certainly. But also, it's crucial that our content be public. So, what do we post privately? What can't be posted publicly? There are things that can't be posted publicly. We haven't been focusing on those things. These are discernments we are learning to make in our body brains. Anything we say in the private Substack, anything we say in the private, in the premium, it's still sort of public. Anybody who pays money can access it. And then plenty of people who ask for access get to access it. And guess what? When you put it on the internet, people can share it. And it's pretty goofy to think that you can actually restrict that. Sure, you can make it harder for them to do it, but you know, all you're really accomplishing is you're punishing disabled people. That's it. Because people who aren't as disabled, they can achieve information mobility. You think you put something behind a paywall, you think people can't do something else with it? You are deluding yourself, my friend. And that's most of the business people I know, most of the marketing platforms. They have this unfortunate idea that they're accomplishing something by restricting their information. And am I still recording? I am. It's working. They are mistaken when they believe that the restriction is doing something for them. We can think about it the way they're thinking about it. We can say things about artificial scarcity, but you're still contorting yourself trying to create a world in which you have a form of dominance that did not occur naturally. What are our private spaces for in the network? Feeling safer together? When we have our private spaces on Telegram, where we have been fomenting such powerful energy, it is the feeling of closeness and protectedness, the agreement we have together about privacy. That's the thing. And so if we're going to have the private premium posts, audio recordings, offerings, and so on Substack, how are we doing it? What are we truly accomplishing? A private space for connecting and processing. Who is able to reach Substack in our community? Well, it's been a challenge, but we are seeing it. We have just been so dependent on Telegram for such a long time. It's been strange to start investing so much time in another platform, but there are lots of reasons to do it. It's a very good endeavor, and we are committed to it. And so here, I think, is another public audio. This will be my third audio this morning and my fourth intended Substack post this morning. Maybe they'll all go up today. Who knows? Maybe I'll spread them out over a few days. Who knows? Let's see what capacities we achieve in the body. I invite you to be part of our private premium Substack spaces, which we will anchor with each post, with each conversation. Substack is a really neat conversational space, and it's necessary that we branch out from Telegram. I don't like the extent to which we have relied on Telegram. And of course, Telegram is the only disability aid employable by a massive population. People who cannot communicate any other way can communicate on Telegram because of the tool sets available on Telegram. Not to mention the Intuitive Network. But the Intuitive Network is expanding. And Substack is a good step. And we have a number of other steps we've been taking that I feel quite good about. And will be telling you of subsequently. Short audio? What do you think? We're going to find out what the recording quality is on this little $40 machine. Oh, the adventures we've been having. Oh my goodness. Here we go.